Do you want to, do you, is this a bad time to talk? Do you want to talk another time?
Well, no, not really. I didn't realize you were still on the phone. I
hung up with the phone call. It was Grantify, and then it said that you were on hold, so I just pressed the resume button.
Okay. Did you read what I've just sent you?
No. I'll hang up and call you back. Let me read it, yeah?
No, I can't be arsed with this constant calling back and forth. You fucked me over. If you want to sort it, let's sort it.
I need to read this. Okay, hang on, please.
Just go out with I managed to read screen while on the phone. I don't see why you can't. If you can't see that your behaviour yesterday was toxic, maybe we shouldn't be together, and you're right. All I've done since we got back together is do my best. I've done everything you said. I offered to go on that course that your abuse worker asked me to go on. I said I'd do that. She said everything looked like it was going perfectly.
I spoke to the doctor, okay? I walked out of there. I was terrified when she said she's going to call social services. Why was I terrified, Fab? Because when you get criticized, you fight back. You threatened me in the past that you're going to say stuff to social services. You are capable of spreading lies to make people look bad. You did it to Stuart Haynes.
That's bullshit. I'm sorry, this is a bullshit argument, Catherine. This is bullshit. You said something. It had consequences. That's on fucking you. You call this woman a bitch for doing her fucking job. If you hadn't said that lie to that woman, none of this would have happened. Take some fucking personal responsibility for once in your life.
Okay, Fabian. Okay.
Just that one bit, can you not admit that what you did was wrong? A horrible thing to do.
To a man who has previously punched me in the ribs, and then after I got out of hospital, he punched me accidentally over and over again.
Catherine, that's bullshit. I knocked you in the ribs by accident while we were on holiday. Saying that I punched you in the ribs is a complete fucking falsehood.
And you also threw me in the, you also lifted me up and dismobilized my hands and threw me backwards onto my head. So I am a little paranoid right now because all you're talking about is killing and destroying your adversary. If you can't see that this makes me scared.
And it's had consequences. I'm sorry you get paranoid. I'm sorry. But your paranoid decision had consequences.
Okay, I am paranoid and now I'm being punished because I'm losing the best boyfriend in the world because you're mad at me.
It's like last night, right? You're demanding that I come home or we break up. Right? We had a deal we had boundaries that we fucking agreed on, and last night you broke every single fucking one of them. I'm supposed to stay away when I feel like this so that I don't do things like what you're paranoid about. You are actively breaking all of our fucking boundaries, escalating the situation, saying all the repetitive shit that you always do when you don't get your own fucking way.
You had me arrested for an assault when you were assaulting me and I had bruises.
That's the past. Sorry, Catherine, but this is the fucking past.
That's the past. So I shouldn't be scared that this could happen again. It's completely unreasonable to believe that this could happen again, correct?
Yes, it is. I'm sorry, but I offered to go on that course. Your own worker said that all the signs were promising. There was an accident, and now you blame me for assault over a fucking accident, Catherine. And then you can't take even the slightest bit of responsibility without being super passive.
You threw me around the kitchen floor. You lifted me by the neck and threw me on the floor. And then you had the audacity to cry to the police and said that I assaulted you, that I pulled you off a moving motorbike.
You can't just keep dragging that up as an excuse for your own fucking toxic behavior. You can't. Okay. It's not acceptable.
Okay, it's unacceptable. Would you like to break up with me? You want to have the last word?
If you can't accept the fucking what? I'm sorry, if you can't accept that what you did yesterday was your own fucking fault, then yes, we should fucking break up.
Okay, when do you want to collect your things?
It's not that fucking simple, Catherine. I'm on my ass. I can stay out of your way. I will get them as soon as possible. Like, I need to sort some fucking job out. You have fucked me over. And the fact that you can't even see...
I still have a concussion. How can you say I fucked you up? I have a concussion because of you.
I fucking offered to come to the hospital with you. I offered to drive you there illegally. I offered to pick you up illegally. I offered to do everything you fucking wanted.
And I don't... I declined because you don't have a license.
Your fucking children, you were like, get out of the house, get out of the house. Then you're like, oh no, actually, in the next sentence, pack all the stuff up, move me with me to Portugal. Are you with me? It's like the minute you rang me in a panic, I knew you fucked me over. I fucking knew it from how you were being. It was the only thing that could have... It's the only thing that could have made you like that, is saying that you'd assaulted me. And I had to ask you, and then you told me, you didn't just go, listen, sorry, fam, I was paranoid, I've said something stupid. I had to ask you what you'd done. You didn't say what you'd done, I had to fucking ask you. Now look at the signs of toxic codependency, fear of abandonment, lack of boundaries, emotional manipulation, and neglect of personal responsibility. You said yourself you had this, so just fucking admit when you've had a thing. I've done all the work I can on myself about my borderline, about fucking everything, and you've done fuck all.
Yes, you're cured. You're not a narcissist anymore, but I'm still a borderline. Okay, so you're cured. You can now move on to have a healthy relationship, right?
Catherine, the only way that we can have a healthy relationship is if we both admit our own failings. I've admitted mine, you're not admitting yours. I've held my part of the bargain up, as we agreed at the start of when we got back together. You haven't, and are continuing not to do so. So, fair enough, we shouldn't be together then. If you can't accept the things that you admitted and apologised for, and accept that you're repeating that same fucking pattern again, then, no, we obviously can't fucking be together, which is really sad, but it's, I know this time that it isn't on me.
It's all on me. You're right. You're the victim. I know. It's all on me. It's me.
Yeah. No, you missed it. I'm not saying you're always the victim. You're like, oh yeah, it's always you. You're always the victim. No, I'm not fucking saying that, so stop fucking repeating it. This time, I had an accident, and you have made me a victim by what you fucking said and done. This time. Not all the fucking time. This time. And if you can't accept that, then yes, we should fucking break up. Because again, lack of boundaries, fear of abandonment, neglect.
You get that. I walked into the doctor.
Responsibility.
Can I speak? Do you even want to hear what happened to me all day in A&E yesterday? Do you even care?
I wasn't allowed to speak last night when you were repeating the same fucking shit over and over and over again, despite me denying that that's what I was saying over and over and over again. So now I'm supposed to let you fucking have your say.
Okay, I'm not going to have my say. That's fine. You've got the last word. Anything else you want to add before we break up?
Have your say.
Is there anything else you want to say to me during my breakup so that I could feel more bad?
So I can feel more bad. See, it's still there in your voice. You just can't admit that your neglect of personal responsibility has led to this situation. I offered to do everything you asked of me last night, but by the time you asked it of me, you'd already fucked me over, dumped me, and kicked me out of the house. And then you're like, how selfish of you to not come and be my knight in shining armor.
Because you called me a narcissist, and the last time you called me a narcissist, I was not a human to you. You were assaulting me, you were beating me up, I was covered in bruises, you said, stop playing the victim. So I know that once you put the narcissist label on me, I'm not a human, I'm not your girlfriend, I'm not your fiance, I'm not your family, I'm just something to be destroyed. So I am scared of you.
I'm sorry I called you a fucking narcissist. It was wrong. In the heat of everything that you were doing to me, I used the wrong fucking word. Instead of narcissism, which I'm sorry for using, I should have used toxic codependency. You, yesterday, had a toxic codependency episode, just like I have borderline episodes. Just fucking accept it. Own it. Stop being a fucking coward and accept your own shit.
Yes, I am a toxic codependent. Is this winding you up that I agree with you? And like, what else do you want to do now? Okay, we need to break up. I need to walk the dog.
I'm saying if you can accept your neglect of personal responsibility just this fucking once and apologize sincerely, not passive aggressively, not meaning it, thinking, oh, it's just him being a fucking mad bastard. Actually, look at your own actions, accept them, and apologize for them. Like I've apologized for everything else. Then yes, fine, we can stay together. But if you can't see that your neglect of personal responsibility, lack of boundaries, fear of abandonment, and emotional fucking manipulation hasn't led to this, then I can't fucking be with you because it's not conducive to my borderline. I'd rather just be on my own than have you do this every year or two.
You find another girl, you just tell her that I beat you up and you get pity fucked. It'll be fine.
Read through fucking therapy and boundaries. Don't fucking read through it. And look at what we agreed on, and you'll see that last night you broke every fucking single one of them. And then wonder why I don't drive an hour and a half in the dark to come and rescue you.
I did make it home on my own, okay? And I didn't want you to take me to the hospital because you don't have a license.
There's taxi companies, you know. You expect me to be the knight in shining armor after you fucking accuse me of assault as a social worker? After I've offered to take you to the hospital, I'm back, do everything you want, cook for your fucking kids. I made sure they had dinner. I mashed the potato just how you like it so you'd have food when you get back. I do everything for you. I do fucking everything. I pay your bills. I pay your fucking...
You pay $700 a month. I pay all the bills. I got everything.
Fucking assault because I accidentally slammed a car door on your head by accident. And you can't admit anything without being passive aggressive.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Basically why I needed not to be at home last night. But you, in your selfish entitledness, demand that I come home to be like this around you. What? So you have another excuse for me to blow up so you can blame me for being a borderline again. This is why I had to not be there. Can you not see that?
No, I really agree that this was the right call. I can see that. I didn't think you'd react like this.
You did me over it, despite saying that that's what our boundaries were.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm like this now. Thanks, this is your fault.
Can I hang up now?
So can't fucking miss it. There's no fucking hope, is there? Yeah, I suppose, what do you want to do about my stuff then? Can it stay with you at least for a little bit? Like,
yes.
I can't just come and get everything immediately.
I told you, I have never done anything in rage to your things, and I'm not going to start now, okay? I just want to know.
You probably can see that we're about to smash bits on the floor at Trent's, weren't you? You did do that. And you also were about to start throwing all of my shit out on the front when we had that big job.
In the garden on a sunny, dry day, yes.
Yeah, but it doesn't say fucking sunny, does it, Catherine? It's fucking England.
It's okay, Fabian. I won't put your things in the garden, okay? It's winter now. I understand they would get wet, okay? I'll take care of your things. You don't come here without me knowing. I don't want to be alone.
That's fine. I don't care.
Okay.
I really do hope that you're actually going to do some inward thinking.
I'll do a lot of therapy. I'll try and be a better person and stop being a codependent. I'll work on that.
You really do need to. Neglect of personal responsibility is your biggest failing, Catherine. I'm just being honest.
Like, yours too, Fabian. Yours too.
Catherine, I've admitted everything. I've done therapy. I've offered to go on a course you wanted me to go on. I'm sorry.
Fabian,
I
was...
I don't need help.
Fabian.
You fucking refuse to admit responsibility for so many different fucking things.
Fabian, listen, I wanted to talk to you last night. I wanted to be calm. I wanted to hug. I wanted you to tell me. Listen. I started getting a bit scared of you because of the Stuart Haynes thing.
Catherine, you knew that years ago. Like, I'm doing this to Dan because he's done what Rue did and lied. Made up fucking reasons.
But you accuse me also of things that I lied, and like, how is this not different? How can't you see that I'm scared of you?
I told the doctor
no, it was 100% an accident, even though I have doubts. I told the doctor it was an accident, and I walked out without them calling safeguarding.
We obviously shouldn't be together. If you think I'm prepared to do that, you dressed up in the nicest lingerie you had. You looked fucking spectacular. We were going to have a lovely day of romantic stuff and sex, and it was going to be amazing. Why the fuck would I ruin that, you stupid bastard?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ, are you insane? Why would I do that? Why? What possible benefit would I have from doing that? Where's the gain? Where is it? With all this shit going on with Dan and fucking work, why would I have this extra cherry of bullshit onto the fucking top? Why? Where's the gain?
Control? I don't know.
What fucking control? What fucking control, Catherine? What control? I knew, the minute that happened, I knew you were going to fucking hold this against me. I fucking knew it. And look what you've gone and done. Fuck's sake. Jesus Christ.
Can I please hang up now? I'm a bit upset.
Yeah, but you should be. Neglect of personal responsibility. Obsessiveness, like last night. Emotional manipulation. Fear of boundaries, so lack of boundaries, fear of abandonment. So, yeah,
yep.
Like, go look into codependency again and read through our boundary list, and I really do hope that you accept what the fuck you've done just this one fucking time.
I will walk the dog now and I will think about all my faults, okay? And if anything changes about my opinion, I'll let you know. Is that good?
I'm not saying you've got loads and loads of faults. I'm saying look at your toxic codependency. Your decision yesterday was based on toxic codependency. The results of what happened that stemmed from it were a result of your toxic codependency. I'm sorry I called you a narcissist. I should have called you a toxic codependent in that moment. So I'm sorry for using the wrong word. I know you don't like it, but you just dumped me. So I was running quite hot, and I used the wrong word. So I apologise for that. But neglect of personal responsibility.
Okay.
I read through our entire therapy and boundaries list last night, and you breached.
So why is it not neglect of personal responsibility when you lie to Dan that Stuart Haynes is alive so that you don't get taken responsible for bullying the guy to suicide? How is this not neglect of personal responsibility?
That's the thing, I didn't lie. He said a Tory politician. So I just...
He said over a car park. It's obvious that he's referring to Stuart Haynes.
I'm sorry, but that's a lie. Stuart Haynes killed himself a year after I stopped having contact with him, Catherine.
But you told everyone, including Dan, that it's because you destroyed his career and got him divorced. So how?
Yes, he fucking deserved it if he did. It doesn't mean I'm going to do it to you or do it to Dan or do it to fucking anybody.
But people don't know that. You threatened me that you would Stuart Haynes the shit out of him.
Because he's trying to fuck my missus, you idiot.
I'm sorry. I am sorry.
Jesus Christ! You can't see anything. It's like you float. You float someone, an ex, in front of your boyfriend, use him as leverage to get me to move in with you, and you wonder why I don't want you to fucking speak to him. And everything he does, he tries to steal you or poison you or stop you sleeping with your own boyfriend. That in itself is toxic as fuck. That whole Lee situation is toxic. Can you not see that?
Well, you know that I have not spoken to him since you told me not to, so I don't
know
why you...
I really appreciate that, but this is another example, going back, of your toxic behaviour, not mine, your. Like, you kind of accepted that one, so fair play to you.
Thank
but
you.
If you want to be with me...
I need to go and walk the dog, Fabian. Can I please hang up now?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.